Vayter in Shas. We are in Zvachim Daf Nun Beis. Picking up the top of the page, 7 lines down, second word in line. Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Gag Yisod Lamalikra. Why do I need a pasuk to come and teach me that when you go and you pour the dam onto the Yisod of the Mizbech, it's got to be in the Gag on the top part? Kavachomer, it's a Kavachomer. Mashi Yari Chatos, the leftover remnants of the Chatos. She'en Mechaperes to a Gag Yisod. It's not Mechaper anything yet. It's still needs to be on the Gag of the Yisod. Then Tchilas Ola Mishum Mechaperes, the Ola, the Dam of the Ola, the beginning of the Dam of the Ola, which is for sure Mechaper. And it didn't shoot a Gag Yisod. And I'm Rabbi Kiva. Kiva says another Kavachomer. Masha Rechatos She'in Mechaper Me'in Bo'in Mechaper to a Gag Yisod. Tchilas Ola Mishum Mechaperes Ba'al Mechaper Eino Din She'tu'un a Gag Yisod. So we don't actually need a pasuk for this. Why do we have a Kavachomer? Says the Gemara. Now it goes on the Brisa. Imkin Matamid Lomar. What, if so, why do we have this? We have this. Why have this pasuk that says Al Yisod Mizbech Ha'Ola? Ten Yisod LeMizbech Ha'Ola. It's telling us to put the din of the base of the Yisod to all the karbanos of the Ola, of the Mizbech of the Ola. That's why. Maybe now, what's the difference between the two Kavachomers, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Kiva? They're coming out seems to say the same Kavachomer. The difference between them is whether pouring the dam left over on the base is me'akev to finish up the carbon, the avoda or not. Mar Savar, Rabbi Shimon says me'akve, that it is me'akev. Mar Savar le'me'akev, Rabbi Kiva says that it is not me'akev. Right, it's done even if you didn't pour the dam. Rav Papa says the Kule Alma Shirayim Ein Ma'akvin. It says everybody holds that Shirayim, that the pouring of the dam, of the leftover dam, is not Ma'akiv. Everybody holds such a thing. V'hacha b'mitzoy chatos ha'of Ma'akvin k'mifugi. And really, Shmuel Rav Akiva arguing whether the squeezing out of the bird, the chatas bird dam, is necessary in order to go ahead and to complete the service or not. Mar Savar Ma'akve, Rabbi Shmuel, that squeezing out is Ma'akev, right? It's got to be done in Mar Savar Ma'akve. Ma'akev. And the other one, Rabbi Kiva, he holds that it's not Ma'akev. Time to come to Rabbi Papa, we have a Braisa. Actually backs off our papa that even if it's small, it's maskim that the dam, that pouring the dam, leftover dam of an animal chatas is not ma'akev. This cold dam apar yishpoch, the Torah says in reference to the Kohen Gadol, the power of the Kohen Gadol, and all the blood of the bull he shall pour on the base of the mizbeach. Ma tamad lomer hapar. Why does it have to say the word hapar? Limid alpar shel alpar yom kippurim. It sounds by Yaparim Kumar Shaton Matan Damim Lisod. It needs a Matan Damim. You know, you have to put the blood over there to the base also. Divrei Rebbe, that's what Rebbe says. Rebbe Shalom Shaw says that this is true because I prove it to you. Kalva Chomer. Right, it always is. That is what how we understand it. We could also come at the same thing through a Kalva Chomer. Ma'im me. If carbon, the Kohen Gadol's par, whose blood doesn't go into the hecha, as a chiyav, the Kohen Gadol's par is brought when the Kohen Gadol, he makes a mistake in a psak, and then he follows his own psak. There's no mitzvah of the Kohen Gadol to do avera in the first place, in order to bring this chatas, and therefore the chatas details are not considered like set chiyuvim. It's not a chova kavua. Shema'im she'in nichnas tamim lefnim chova. Ton yisod. It still needs the base. Misha nichnas tamim lefnim chova. In the case where it is a chova, to go and bring the dam over there. And ain't no din she'ton yisod. Then of course it's going to have to. It's going to need the yisod. Rabbi Kiva. Kiva says you can use the kavu to say the chava like this. Ma misha ain't tamim nichnas tamim lefnim. If you have the Kohen Gadol's par whose dam does not go in the kodesh kedoshim, being the chova, being the mitzvah, whether it's a chiyav or even just a mitzvah, Ton Yisod still has to be poured in the Yisod on the foundation. Mishenech is Damel Chol Lefnei VeLefneim. Then the case of the Yom Kippur, the Par Yom Kippur, whose dam enters the Kodesh Kedoshim as a chiyuv, and a dish on Yisod, of course, is going to need a Yisod. So we have the Brisa that learned out this concept of pouring the dam of the Yom Kippur bowl from a pasuk and Rabbi Shmuel now and Rabbi Kiva to learn out that same dinner from a Kal V'Chomer, and he goes on. But wait, there's more. Yochli al Kvenu, I would think that the blood pouring is going to be Ma'akev, Tamid Lomar, right by the Yom Kippur bowl. Tamid Lomar, V'chila Mechaper, Mikaper, Ela Esa Kodesh. And he shall finish atoning for the Kodesh. Shalmu kolap kaparos kulam, which means that absolutely all of the kaparos, all the atonements are finished now. Therefore, the blood is not necessary. It's not ma'akev. To Rabbi Shmuel, these are the words of Rabbi Shmuel. Kal v'chomer lepar Mashiach me'ata. We can now say a kal v'chomer to the Kohen Gadol's bowl. By the Nasi, the goat of the Nasi, whose dam doesn't go inside, lo chovav lo mitzvah, whether it's a chiyav or a mitzvah, atone yisod, still an easy yisod, mi sheinichnas dam lefnim, bein chovav, bein the mitzvah, ein odin shetone yisod, right, we need the yisod, yochli yakvenu, you would think that it's ma'akev, tamad lomar, ve'es, tamad lomar, ve'es kol dam apar yishboch, and all the blood of the bull is pouring the base. Nitka kosov la'asei. Now, if I say it like that, the pasuk now was minatek. It separated this mitzvah from the rest of the mitzvahs. Have to do with it. Vaso sheri mitzvah. And they considered it the remnant, the leftover. It's something that's not ma'akev. Lomer lecha shirayim in ma'akev. It's coming to tell you that shirayim are not ma'akev. Besava Rabbi Shmuel, Frank the Gemara, does Rabbi Shmuel say that mitzui chattas ha'of ma'akev, squeezing out of the bird chattas the dam, that it's ma'akev, you have to do it? Well, Tana is Rabbi Shmuel, Vanishar bedam yimotze. Pasuk says, you should sprinkle from the dam of the chattas on the wall of the Mizrech, and then Vanishar bedam yimotze. Whatever remains of the dam shall be squeezed out to the base of the Mizbeach, which means Vanisha Yimatse. Whatever remains should be squeezed out. Beep, turn the page. The base. Visha'inu Nisha Loyimatse. But that which does not remain doesn't have to be squeezed out. Meaning it's not Me'akev to have the dam left. You don't have to leave blood in the bird in order to then do this avoda of squeezing it out. Which goes against what Rabbi Shmuel had said previously about this, that the squeezing of the dam is ma'akev. Says the Gemara, Shrei Tanayim v'Livid Rabbi Shmuel. Machlokes, there's two different Tanayim in the world of Rabbi Shmuel. Amar Rabbi Bachama, Hai Tana Savar Shirayim Yakvi. This Tana, meaning Tana Kama of the Braisa, holds that the pouring of the dam, leftover dam, is ma'akev. It's part of the chatas avoda, and it's ma'akev. The time you looked at the brisa, ha'koin ha'mechata osa. The pasuk says the koin who applies it, right? He eats from it the meat of the chatas. Osa shenitan dam alamayla. It's a valid zrika only when its dam is applied above. What does above mean the karnos of the mizbech? Velo osa shenitan dam alamata. It's not going to be a good zrika when the dam is put below part of the mizbech. It can't be eaten. Okay, now, Amart, v'chim me'ayin basa. Now you say, from where, me'ayin et basa, where are you coming from? That's just lahachshir shenis kekes lahavi mikra lifsal. Where are you coming from? Why do you need, you know, this whole drush to prove that the zrika is no good? What would you have thought that the zrika is good after all these issues? Michlal Shenemar, must because it says V'dam Zvachecha Yishafech HaMizbach, the blood of your sacrifices will be spilled on the Mizbeach of Hashem, and you shall eat the Basar. We see that the Torah requires only one spill for it to be good. Lamanu Lenitnin B'matan Arba. We've learned reference to those dam, you know, karbonos, whose dam is put with four applications. Shim nastim b'matana achas kippur, that if they did only one, then it would be mechaper. Yachal afa nitnin
Lamaila, Shenasnan Lamata Keeper. I would have thought that this is also going to be true for the dam that should be put up. If the dam was put below, it's still going to work. Vidinhu. But there's another logical argument which would come out that the dam should be offered above, would be no good if it's offered below. And that is, Vidinu Nemru Damim Lamaila. Vidinu Damim Lamata. It says it, Lamaila, and you know, above the red line, and then what we have below the red line. Ma Damim Lamata. Lamatan. Just like we find the blood that's for the things done put below the line, Shenasna and Lamaila Lohibar, if you put them above the line, it's not Mechaper. After we win Lamaila. It's not going to be mechaper below. So logic would say that this animal chatas dam, the sun below, is going to be no good. It's going to be puzzle. It's going to be invalid. Says the Gemara, low. Nope. The lower dam and the upper dam, can't compare them. If you said the din about the lower dam whose application was applied above, that it's no good, it's because it's not going to end up above. Lo chiper, therefore, if you put it no good, improperly above, it's not going to be mechaper. So now you want to say, Tomer bel yonim shenas in the mata, sheyesh mehen kariv the mata. You want to say it's about the upper blood, which is applied below, which will be brought below by the shirayim, right, the dam that's going to be poured there. This too shouldn't be mechaper for the blood that's done below. Since the upper dam will eventually be poured below, it makes sense to say that when the upper dam is applied below in the first place, it's also going to be good because it's going to end up there anyway. It says the Braisa, damim ha-pnimiyim yochichu. The case of the inner chatas dam is going to show you this logic is off. Sheyesh mehen, because what is it as? Karev b'chutz. Because some of the dam, the shirayim, is brought outside where it's poured on the mizbeach. Vim nastam b'tchila b'chutz l'chiper. But if you put them on the outer mizbeach l'chetchila, then it wouldn't work. It's not mechaper. Oh. So the Bryce is now knocking off the logic and coming out that we would paskin that throwing below the blood of animal chatas is going to be good if not for the pasuk. Says Gemara, lo. Oh, you missed something very important between the chatas of pnimi and chatas ritzoni. Imam ad bedamim la pnimi shemizbach. If you said that a misplacement of the inner chatas dam is no good, because the law of the dam is generally chamor, since the application of the inner mizbech do not complete its avodos. Tomer bel yonis, are we koranis remarkin or so? You're going to say this, can you learn out for the dam of the outer chatas, which is put above, that if it's misplaced, that it should be postulate? Of course not. This dam is more makel that its application on the koranos and the horns of the outer chatos do not complete its avodos. Therefore, since they're not as stringent, we can suggest differently that im nosan lamata kishirim, if one did put the dam of the outer chatos below, you think that it's kosher, tamad lomer osa. The Kohen who applies it, which is telling us, Osa, Shenitan Dam in the Maila. It's a valid Zrika only when its Dam is placed, is put above on the four corners of the garments. Velushtayim Dam in the Mata. But it's not a valid Zrika when Dam is played, when its blood is applied below on the Mizbeach.
Mai She'ein. Mizbech Pnimi Mimarkin. What does the Bryce mean when it says about the blood of the inner chatos, since the application of the inner Mizbech don't complete its avodos? Like, what else is left? Lav Eli Shirayim. Isn't this talking about the Shirayim? Oh, so therefore there's Israel over here. Right? There's Rabbi Rechama. That's right, that the blood pouring of the inner chatos is Ma'akiv. Says Gemara, Amalei Rava, Iachi, if it's true, then inner chatos, blood pouring is Ma'akiv, then we have a bit of a problem here.
Right? Because Tesi b'kal v'chomer, let this din be learned out through a kal v'chomer. Mashim ha'mepnei mishar shofen chomer v'chutz. We find about the dam left over of the inner chatos, that even though it's going to be used as a chiyuv of, you know, the avod of the outer mizbeach, pouring, and asan b'tchil b'chutz, low keeper, if you use the outer mizbeach in the beginning, you place the inner application, the outer, is not mechaper. Hanitin lamayla she'in sofen chomer lamata. Asan b'tchil lamata, you know, din shlo keeper. Then, in the case of the dam that was supposed to be put on the outer mizbeach, you know, put it on top, above, that's not going to be shein sof and chov in the mat, it's not a chov in the bottom. Vasam b'chil lamata, if one did it initially on the bottom, in a digital cover, of course not going to be mechaber. But the Braisa says we need a pasuk. So it must come out, come to the choice, that the Braisa holds that the inner chatas dam is not ma'agev. Ella, what the Braisa means is ein mizbeach ha'primi remarkin bovad. The inner mizbeach is not going to be completed by itself. Ella paroches. It's also the applications on the paroches that have to be done as well. Tana Rabbanan v'chila michaper. Pasuk says, and he shall complete atoning for the kodesh. And the full pasuk says, v'chila michaper es hakodesh. Im kippur kila, if the Kohen Gadol performed the kapar, the atonement, expressing the dam, then he's done. He's finished what he has to do. He doesn't have to repeat anything. But if he didn't do this, then he's not done. To Rabbi Akiva, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi says, mipnei ma lo nomar. Why should we not say that the pasuk means im kila kiper? The Kohen Gadol completed all the things, he's mechuper. Im lo kila lo kiper, shem chisa achas megal matana. Said if he left off from one of the applications, lo asav al klum, he didn't do anything. He has to, you know, fix it up. My benayu, what's the difference between Rabbi Kiva and Yehuda? What's the issue? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yishuv, and Levi, chadamar. One of them say mashmos darshin ikim. Now the difference is whether you're dashing mashmos, just how you dashing it. But they agree according to what the halach is. Chad amar, shirai makvi nikivaneu. The difference between them is whether the pouring of the dam leftover dam is ma'akiv. Rabbi Kiva says it's not. Rabbi Kiva says it is. Rabbi Mechaper. Testayim, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, who da amar shirai ma'akvi. It must be he's one saying that it's ma'akiv. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, ledivriya omar shirai ma'akvi. According to one who says, the opinion says that the pouring of the dam leftover dam is ma'akiv to the kapara, the Kohen Gadol should do. Should maybe par echad, bring one bull umaskel b'tchila b'fim, and start anew with the last set of applications which are done on the inner mizbech inside the heichal. So we see that Rishu ben Levi comes out. He refers to a tana held that the pouring of the leftover dam is necessary. Rabbi Shimon Levi therefore must be the one who says Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda debated this issue over here, and he's talking about Rabbi Yehuda. Now we say, hold on a second, not necessarily. Atu Rabbi Yochanan Leslie Hosvar. We want to say that Rabbi Yochanan, who's arguing with Shimon Levi, didn't recognize any Tanu held this opinion that the pouring of dam is necessary. From Rav Yochanan, Tanu Rav Yechemi, Kedivriya Omer, Shirai Ma'akvim. He said Shirai Ma'akvim. So Rav Yochanan also said this such a Tana. Ela Kedivriya Omer, Velav Lahani Tanoi. Rather, you have to explain when Rav Yochanan says in Kedivriya Omer, according to the one who says, is a Tana mentioned in another Braisa. Velav Lahani Tanoi, and not to those Tanai Rav Yehu or Kir Rav Yehuda. Hachanami here also. With in reference to this discussion, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi's din of the dam that spilled during the Yom Kippur service, Kedivya Omer, in accordance to one who says, V'lav lahani tanai, and what it means is, it's with the opinion of the one who says that pouring of the dam is essential, and not someone else, and not necessarily to those tanaim. So there's no raya as to which Amora is saying, specified that it's a Yehudu who said that the pouring of the dam is ma'akiv. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.